Hello, welcome to this edition of the Reed Report, Nary's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on August 8th, 2017. My guest today is Jay Loop, Senior Portfolio Manager with Lazard Asset Management. We're going to discuss his outlook for global real estate investment as we approach the final stretch of 2017. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Alan, always good to speak with you and always good to speak with Nary.
Well, thanks, Jay. You know, about a year ago, the United Kingdom voted in favor of leaving the European Union. 12 months later, how do you see Brexit weighing on the European property markets, if at all?
Well, we viewed the opportunity that presented itself following the Brexit vote, which, as you know, was widely reported as a surprise result, as an investment opportunity long-term for the UK. Since the vote was a surprise, we saw real estate share prices pull back over 20% shortly after the election. And in areas that we like to invest in, particularly in urban London, we saw valuations that we thought were very attractive and really presented themselves as an entry point for us to add to our existing investments in London. So we were bullish. Our overall assumption was that, yes, the Brexit agreement or Brexit vote would result in the UK negotiating new trade agreements with Europe, but that both sides, the continent as well as the UK, would negotiate new trade agreements in their own best interests, which should be long-term bullish for UK real estate.
So then, looking more broadly globally, are there any geographic markets that you think might be undervalued right now?
We do. We are bullish on valuations in continental Europe. It's a slower growing economy in general, but in the very high quality locations, we believe that the high quality assets, particularly in the office, retail, and industrial sector, are probably slightly undervalued. We also believe that there are good entry point valuations still in German residential, which is an area that we think has good long-term rent growth prospects. In Asia, we are still quite bullish on Hong Kong and Greater China, as well as some areas of emerging Asia, like the Philippines, which is a market that we've been invested in for some time that we think has excellent growth prospects long-term.
And anything you fear that might be maybe a little overheated right now?
Well, I think that we've seen strong property performance in general around the world. And I think that in certain sectors, we may be seeing a maturation in fundamentals. So we're being careful. We're being careful in parts of the United States, particularly in the office space, as well as multifamily in certain geographies. We just think that we don't think valuations are particularly overdone, but we just think that the markets are maturing, rent growth is slowing slightly, the long-term prospects are still positive, but we're being a little bit more careful about picking our entry points and our product types and our geographic locations.
And kind of drilling down there, are there any property sectors on their own that you find yourself being pretty high on?
Well, we continue to like some of the specialty areas in the REIT space. Manufactured home communities is an area that we've been quite bullish on for some time. We believe continue to have good, strong fundamentals. Another area that we like is the self-storage space, which has seen some new supply come on board, which has depressed share prices a bit. We view that as a good add point as well. We remain bullish on coastal residential as well as single-family residential nationwide. Those are some of the key areas that we like. We also have been long-term investors in data center and technology-oriented REITs, and we continue to believe that valuations may not be super attractive at this point, but the growth prospects are superior.
Well, Jay, thanks again for joining us.
Always good to speak with you, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.